Command number 102, give up everything. Whoever of you does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple. Luke 14:33. All the commands are subject to misunderstanding, overemphasis, and underemphasis. The commands of Jesus can be taken so out of context and misapplied that they can even become false gods and idols that blind vision from the true nature of the commands. A dear friend of many years prided himself that he was truly living this command. He literally gave up everything. He left wife and family, lived in his car picking up what odd jobs he could, ministering, as he viewed it, to street people, all the while condemning Christians who remained in the world. He and I were close, but that divide always separated us. I knew he considered me a halfway Christian too, one who had not given up everything to be the Lord's disciple. My friend died a few years ago early one morning, falling to the street at a bus stop, alone. The sad state of his dysfunctional life breaks my heart to this day, yet I honor his memory with deep affection. As out of balance as it perhaps was, he made the attempt so few make to give up everything. I never want to forget that Jesus commands me to renounce everything too. Therefore, when Jesus makes this demand, we must each ask in our heart of hearts, what does he mean? We cannot take the probing question lightly. In Mark 10, Peter says, "We have left everything and followed you." But did they all really leave everything? Peter still had his house, possibly with a mother-in-law unit besides. And in Mark 3:19, we read four positively fascinating words. Then he went home. Home? Jesus had a home? Whose was it? Who owned it? The fact is, someone owned a house that Jesus called home. This house served as the general headquarters for Jesus and his followers in Capernaum. When we fast forward to the book of Acts and the burgeoning movement called the Way, another fact becomes clear. It wasn't just a movement of street people. There were men and women of means. All of them hadn't given up everything. Many of the Lord's first century followers kept their possessions, their homes and wealth, and put them to use for the cause. The home of Mark's mother Mary, the wealthy widow of Jerusalem, likely site of the upper room, became the headquarters for the movement in the first years after the crucifixion, just as the home of unknown ownership had been in Capernaum earlier. Yet neither can we blithely dismiss this command as merely symbolic, and thereby excuse never really giving up anything. The example of my friend's life remains. There is a renouncement that is required. It is a real giving up, not an imaginary one. It may involve money and houses and jobs and lands. The imperative upon you and me is to discover what that relinquishment means to us. The most healthy mindset, therefore, is the realization that everything is on the table. Nothing is permanent. It all belongs to God. We are merely using what he gives us. A question always to keep in the forefront is a simple but probing one. What could I not walk away from? It may be time to loosen some strings. And whereas the everything may involve possessions, what we must renounce most of all is self-motive, the desire to have my own way. In learning to pray, not my will, everything else falls into line, including houses and lands. Everything must be put on the altar. What God chooses for us to keep and use afterwards, that is up to him. The following is an excerpt from C.S. Lewis' Mere Christianity, The New Men. Give up yourself, and you will find your real self. lose your life, and you will save it. Submit to death, death of your ambitions and favorite wishes every day. Submit with every fiber of your being, and you will find eternal life. Keep back nothing. Nothing that you have not given away will ever be really yours. Nothing in you that has not died will ever be raised from the dead. Look for yourself, and you will find in the long run only hatred, loneliness, despair, rage, ruin, and decay. But look for Christ, and you will find Him, and with Him, everything else thrown in. God, bring to my remembrance this day the command of Jesus to give up everything. Deepen into every corner of my being the truth that only in letting go, in relinquishment, in submission, do I possess life's most eternal treasures. Only what I have put on the altar will ever be truly mine. Thus, Heavenly Father, may I be an instrument in my small corner of the world for the ultimate salvation of mankind. Amen. From the Commands by Michael Phillips, read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase The Commands and other books by Michael Phillips.